When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Healing sleep, unlocking and repairing the body. So sleep, welcome back. This is Nick here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. We're talking about sleep as a fundamental aspect of our lives, often overlooked and undervalued. And in the book of How to Do the Work with Nicole, the paraholistic psychologist, we're going to look in and go deep into, and we're going to explore life's profound impact on physical and the mental well-being. We'll aim a deeper concept of healing sleep presented in a book and highlighting the importance, the effect of sleep deprivation and the method to improve sleep quality, my friend. So, importance of sleep. Sleep is not merely a state of unconscious. It is a vital process that allows our bodies to repair and regenerate. And during sleep, various bodily functions, including the cell growth and repair hormones, regulation, hormone regulation, and memory consolidations occur. We'll look at when we sleep, our organs and nervous system contribute to overall health and well-being. We'll look at the effects of sleep deprivation. Now, insufficient sleep can have a severe consequence on our physical and mental well-being and health. Nicole explains that when we lack sleep, our minds are constantly scanning our bodies, leading to increased anxiety and restlessness. Moreover, inadequate sleep is impaired and the functioning of our growing bodies in hindering optimal development. Sleeping deprivation has been the link to depression, cardiovascular illness, cancer, obesity, neurological conditions such as Alzheimer's disease. Now, the link between sleep and mental health, LaPera underscores the key role sleep plays in maintaining the mental health. Quality sleep allows our brain to recharge, process emotions, and restore cognitive functions. Conversely, chronic sleep deprivations can contribute to the development of mental health disorders, including anxiety, depression. To achieve optimal mental well-being, it is crucial and vital to prioritize and improve the quality of our sleep. Let's look at some methods to improve quality sleep. Some valuable insights and enhance sleeping quality by easing. We have to need to learn how to ease into the parasympathetic nervous system, which promotes a relaxed state. And here are some methods suggested from the book. We need to establish a sleep routine, create a constant sleep schedule by going to bed and waking up at the same time each day, even on weekends. And this will help regulate our body's internal clocks and promote a better sleep and quality. We can create a sleep-friendly environment. Ensure your bedroom is a sanctuary for sleep, keeping it cool, dark, quiet. And invest a comfortable mattress and pillow that support our body. With a pillow, sometimes we get those ones that are contoured, spongy ones, the foamy ones that can actually create a balance if you have past injuries like football injuries. I use one of those. And we can also practice relaxation techniques which incorporate relaxations and it's a routine bed, such as deep breathing exercise, meditation, a gentle stretching that activates, help calm the mind and prepare the body for a good night's sleep. We can limit stimulants like electronic devices, avoid consuming caffeine or engaging in stimulating activities close to bedtime. Additionally, minimize exposure to electronic devices as a Blu-ray may emit and can disrupt our sleep-wake cycle. We definitely need about 8 hours sleep. Create pre-sleep ritual. It's very important. Engage in relaxing activities like before bed, such as reading a book, right? Taking a warm bath, and then listening, to music and pre-sleep ritual signals to your body, and wind down. Tell it to wind down. Prepare for sleep. Condition that. Now, in the book, How to Do the Work, I also have a Facebook account just for that name. Come and join us if you wish and find us. I'll leave the link a little bit later on in the description. But we need to understand the importance of sleep and implement strategies to improve quality sleep. We can unlock its potential to support our physical and mental well-being. Prioritizing sleep is not only an act of sleep self-care, but also so crucial to step towards a more meaningful life, right? Let's look at some more points, like stuff that was also mentioned through the book. Sleep is sleep and emotional regulation. The connection between sleep and ability to regulate emotions is important. Without the sleep, we can't regulate our emotions. Would be so imbalanced. So sufficient sleep will allow us to process and integrate our emotion effectively, leading to improved emotional well-being, resilience. Sleep as a stress management tool. Quality sleep plays a crucial role in managing stress. Can't emphasize enough. When we sleep, our bodies release wonderful hormones that help regulate our stress levels. Adequate sleep allows us to better cope with daily stresses and promotes a sense of calm and balance. Sleep hygiene practices really, we need to emphasize the sleep hygiene practice. It's important, importance of adopting a healthy sleep hygiene practices. Now, this could include like creating a comfortable sleep environment, avoiding stimulating activities before bed. Maybe too much exercise could play against that. And practicing relaxation technique with breathing and prepare the mind for a good sleep. We try to condition our mind for good sleep. Sleep and cognitive functions. In the book, there's so much said about that. Highlighting the sleep is essential for optimal cognitive function, including memory, attention, problem-solving abilities. Good sleep enhances ability to learn and retrain information, leading to improved academic and professional performance, especially for work-related here. Let's look at dreams. Dreams like provide, if we look into, we also get some good dreams, right? Who's dreams? And we can look in window to the subconscious mind, and it's valuable insights to unresolved issues or paying attention to dreams, exploring their meaning and contribute to personal growth and self-awareness, something that's called finding the root cause of anxiety. We're allowed to do that with good sleep. Sleep and the physical recovery. In addition to mental, emotional restoration, sleep is vital for physical recovery. And, it's so important to bodies to produce growth hormones, repair and rebuild tissues, and strengthen the immune system and promoting overall physical well-being. We can look at addressing sleep disorders. There's some great examples in the book, but individuals might struggle with sleep disorders such as insomnia, sleep apnea. She advises looking into some professional help in these areas, and addressing the underlying sleep disorders is really important for us. So I'm not a sleep doctor, but however, there's some wonderful, just Google this sort of stuff. So it's all about prioritizing sleep. And so we can really enjoy the well-being and healthier bodies and just really take some of these benefits. And then let's look at some of the benefits. What are the benefits of sufficient sleep on emotional well-being and resilience. We need to develop resilience. So sufficient sleep can play a crucial role in promoting emotional well-being and resilience. Now, let's look at some of these benefits for us. Number one, we can improve our mood swings, our mood. Getting enough sleep allows our bodies to regulate and balance the hormones that affects our mood, such as serotonin and cortisol. So we can, you know, balance this up. And this can result in a more positive and stable emotional state, reducing the likelihood of experiencing mood swings or irritability. We might look at emotion regulation. Sleep is essential for the brain to process and integrate emotions effectively. Sufficient sleep enables us to better regulate emotions, leading to improved emotional resilience and ability to navigate challenging situations with greater ease. We can also look at reduced stress and anxiety. The lack of sleep can increase the feeling of stress and anxiety. On the other hand, getting enough sleep helps to lower stress levels and promote the sense of calmness. It allows our bodies to recover from, you know, psychological, physiological effects of stress and restoring balance to our nervous system. We can also look at improved cognitive functions. Sleep deprivation can impair cognitive function, such as memory loss, attention deficit, and decision-making skills. Sufficient sleep enhances these cognitive abilities, enables us to think more clearly, make better decisions, and effectively process and respond to emotional type of stimuli. So we wouldn't have to react as much or hyper vigilant as much. Increasing resilience to emotional challenges. When we're all rested, right, we are better equipped to handle emotional challenges and setbacks. And sufficient sleep enhances the ability to bounce back from difficult situations, adapt to change and maintain a positive outlook to our life. That way we can keep on positive vibrational tunes and on the high frequency. We can look at better interpersonal relationship with our loved ones. Sleep deprivation can lead to increased irritability and cause resentment in a relationship, increased empathy, and difficulty in communication. On the other hand, getting enough sleep improves our emotional well-being, making us easier to connect with our loved ones, express ourselves, and effectively maintain healthy relationships. We can sit back and listen to them rather than react in situations. Enhance problem-solving skills. Sufficient sleep allows our brains to consolidate information, make connection between different concepts, and this can enhance. It can enhance our problem-solving skills, enable us to approach challenges with a creativity and much more clarity. It's all about learning to prioritize sufficient sleep. We can experience these benefits and cultivate emotional well-being, resilience in our lives. It's important to establish healthy sleep habits and create a conducive sleep environment to support restorative sleep. So important. Let's look at how does sleep deprivation, now moving on to that, impact our cognitive function. Sleep deprivation can have sufficient significance or impact on cognitive functions, right? Here are some ways in which affects our cognitive abilities. We can look at impaired attention and concentration. The lack of sleep can make it difficult to focus and sustain attention on any task. It becomes challenging and to concentrate for extended periods and maintain a high level of alertness. This can result in increased productivity, a reduced performance in various cognitive tasks. You know, we mentioned earlier about memory problems. Sleep plays a crucial role in memory consolidations, which is the process of transferring information from short-term to long-term memory. If we're too stressed out, we can't do this. When we are sleep deprived, this process is disrupted, leading to difficulties in memory, remembering, and retaining information. Sleep deprivation can impair both short and term, long-term memory, especially for young people developing in also in schools. Reduce problem solving and decision-making skills. Sleep deprivation hampers the ability to think critically, solve problems, and make sound decisions. It impairs our cognitive flexibility, creativity, and logical reasoning. complex tasks that require strategic thinking and innovative solutions become more challenging to accomplish. Another one is like slowed reaction times. Lack of sleep can significantly slow down. We can have accidents too. And reaction times, making it more difficult to respond quickly, accurately to stimuli. This can be particularly dangerous in situations that require quick reflex, like driving a car or some type of machinery that causes a lot of accidents. So very careful. Sleep is important here. Decreased cognitive flexibility, sleep deprivation can lead to like rigid thinking patterns and decreased cognitive flexibility. It becomes harder to adapt to new information, switch between tasks and think creatively. This can hinder problem solving abilities and limit our capacity to approach situations from different perspectives. So impaired emotional regulation, sleep deprivation can disrupt the brain's regulation of emotions, leading to heightened emotional reactivity, irritability, and mood swings. This can further impact our cognitive function by diverting mental resources towards managing emotional states rather than cognitive tasks and repairing. It's all about repairing the body. It's really important to note that effects of sleep deprivation and on cognitive functions can vary depending on individual and duration of sleep deprivation. And getting enough adequate restful sleep is essential for optimal cognitive performance and mental clarity and overall brain health. Yeah, so that's all I have today for our program. And inspired by this particular beautiful book, How to Do the Work, Dr. Nicole LaPera, the holistic psychologist, and there is a section on healing through sleep. It's so important. So I went deep on this one. I hope everyone enjoys it. By all means, please reach out. If you feel that this podcast has resonated with you, and that you are going through some tough times and you're feeling super anxious, you don't know how to switch off, and you need an accountability buddy to help you through this. As a holistic health coach, one of my responsibilities for my clients is actually allowing them to be accountable, you know, through nurturing through information like this and giving them tools and mythologies that allows them to really live a fulfilling life. So reach out, and if you feel like you know someone that might need this particular information, please pass them on. I'm only happy to help them. I will leave in the description box my email address, as mentioned, the Facebook account with the same name, How to Do the Work, all right? And it's a Facebook community group, and we're studying the book as we go. I'm not sure how long we'll go, so you're still probably halfway in the program. I do mention a lot of things out of the book, and it's kind of a study for us all and how to deal with anxiety and deal with any psychological issues. So this is Nick here, your anxiety coach, and Namaste, blessing to everyone, and hope to see you or come along to the next podcast. And bye for now. This is one podcast at 122 out of 366 podcasts. We're getting there. By the end of next year, second month of 2025, we will have all the podcasts 360, which covers one season. So looking forward to that. Anyway, all the best once more, and bye from me, Nick Chance, Holistic Health Coach for Anxiety.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.